Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. And thank you for supporting what we do. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, Sky Radio. Thank you. Thank you. It is time now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Rita. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Absolutely nothing is bugging me today. I just want to say thank you so much for everything you have done. You guys have been on the front lines of educating the public, explaining the amendments, doing everything so that everyone in your local vicinity knew what they were doing when they were going in to vote yesterday. Amendment 4 blocked. I am over the moon happy. President Trump on the way. Fantastic. Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No,
have
no.
A great day.
Thank you. You have an awesome day.
And
appreciate
call back,
that.
And call back during things that make you smile. I can say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Congrats to the Trumpinator. What's bugging me, and this is probably more of a first world problem, hearkening back to when Richard Nixon announced, you won't have me to kick around anymore. But when the White House door hits Biden in the butt for the last time as we boot him, we'll have 75% of our what's bugging you reason just evaporate. What are we going to do? We're going to have to just whine about potholes in Gainesville. All right, thanks, guys.
Well, that means there'll be plenty to complain about.
You know what? Yeah, so. Joe Biden did his part.
Yes, he did.
He undermined Kamala just enough, attached her to his hip when it came to those losing issues like the border. So as much as he has not been an upstanding person or politician, in my opinion, he, on his way out, he gave her a little jib-jab, and maybe that was part of what was enough to overcome them. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. Honestly, no complaints this morning. It's going to be a great day. Think I might do a little surfing and ride that red wave right on into January. But thank you, gentlemen, for what y'all do and all you who voted out there yesterday. And, man, I tell you, I couldn't be more excited this morning.
Right on. I think many, many people are sharing that emotion. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, I guess I do have a bugging because they have not tallied the House yet, and that's bugging me. But what's actually really bugging me is Alachua County. We already voted on the at-large single district seat, and now they're going to say that it's overturned. We've already voted that we don't want at-large, and that Anna Pritchy and Mary Alford, they have done nothing for the western and southern part of Alachua County. They just are lockstep with all of their little Democrat buddies, and That's what's bugging me.
Well, that at-large thing, I agree with you. Never should have been on the ballot. The people already spoke back in 2022. And a judge also spoke and said, look, it doesn't matter. It's not going to go through one way or another. Mm-hmm. Of course, the county will use that to try to bring it up again, and they'll use taxpayer money to continue to fight through lawsuits, et cetera. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Not a thing is bugging me today, Bob. I'm so happy. I want to say praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel says that it's God who raises up kings. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving our country. And, Bob, we didn't stop Kamala. We stopped the fourth term of Obama. We have saved our rights. And I'm so happy. Only have a caution. Now that you Republicans have a mandate, you better push forward the agenda. We need to secure this country. We need to restore this country. And Bob, thank you for what you've done, and I'm just very ecstatic. Let's ride this out. Let's go ahead and reach out to our brothers, their fellow Americans. Let's bring them out of the brainwashing, and let's become Americans. We need to become Americans. I'm just very happy, Bob. Thank you.
Right on, good Tony. Love it. Great call. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what bugs me is when Ted Cruz gave his accepted speech down there in Texas, he never once mentioned that his opponent played football.
Why am I missing?
I don't know.
Missing.
I'm not sure.
I apologize
I'm not aware.
I honestly, I mean, Ted Cruz was just not, has not been in the headlines for me, like not on my radar.
It's been a tough, this is going to be a tough, it was a
I
tough
I heard
one
it
for
was
him.
Going to be a very tough battle, but other than that, I apologize if I didn't get the joke, I do. Jeff, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is whatever Trump does from this point out won't happen fast enough, and every deportation that happens will be framed as a crime against humanity, I guarantee it. And the last 4 years is an example of what happens when somebody's put in office instead of voted into office. God bless America.
All right. Let's go to Steve. What's bugging you?
Mercedes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mercedes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, what a happy day. This is unbelievable that we have our president back in the Oval Office. Oh, what a happy day. Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah, now I think I've got Steve. What's bugging you?
Hey, I just want to say I'm a big Trump supporter, but where was Mr. Heavenly Father in 2020 when Trump lost and that devil Biden was stuck into office? Invoking some Heavenly Father Sky Daddy is patently absurd, dude.
Well, sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways, and sometimes bad things happen so that it allows for the glory of God to be revealed. And so there you go. But you don't have to believe that, but you don't have to hate it either, do you?
Yeah, but he likes to call in and not like the good things that we
no,
talk about.
No, you either
sometimes
believe or you don't, but right, don't take issue with those who do. That's
exactly
part of the cornerstone of America, mm-hmm, freedom of the expression of your religious beliefs. David, what's bugging you?
Oh, Bob, if you remember the first time President Trump got elected, well, we had the very same scenario with the House and the Senate, and they squandered it. So I'm just afraid that they're going to do the same thing if they don't elect correct people to run the Senate and the House. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this time around, you know, we've already had 4 years. Find the skeletons in the closet, see who the squishy people are, hold them to account, hold their feet to the fire in a much greater way than they've done in the past. And I know Trump's going to surround himself with some really awesome people this go around for sure. It is 7:28. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
The news that's trending.
Yeah, look what happened. Is this crazy?
The news that's now.
I will fight for you, for your family. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com